comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to Devil Advocate. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, we're just talking about how some states have changed laws that Garland should be putting a stop to. These are unconstitutional laws. Let me give you some deeper facts on that. There are four states, Missouri, Arizona, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. They filed at least 13 bills making it harder to vote. Much harder to vote, vote absentee, drop boxes, everything. There are five states, Florida, Missouri, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Tennessee. They put in a total of six bills to initiate or allow partisan ballot review. Partisan ballot review. That is already going to happen in Georgia as well and a number of other states. What that means is in many of these, in Arizona and Georgia, two good examples in addition, the Secretary of State is not going to have the ability because the Secretary of State is separately elected. So the Secretary of State could be a Democrat or it could be a Republican who has to appeal to a statewide constituency. They're not going to have anything to do with it. And election commissions that are set up locally can be preempted. In Georgia, for example, they can be preempted. And the partisan legislature, the gerrymandered Republican legislature, can simply appoint agents or clerks to count them. Remember Stalin's dictum, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Stalin the murderer, more than 20 million people. And what I'm afraid is about to happen, or could happen, is that they'll say, well, the old age homes, you know, in this state, Voss has said that the Wisconsin Election Commission should be charged with felonies for permitting mailed ballots to old folks in old age homes. And what the basis of that was, there's a statute, there's a rule that says that where possible, election agents will carry them into the old folks. Well, during COVID, you couldn't carry them into the old folks. A guy's wife couldn't see her husband in the old age home. Husband couldn't see his wife. Kids couldn't see anybody. The grandparents, they held their nose up to the window to kiss the glass. So what happened was the election commission, six of them, three Republicans, three Democrats, say, all right, we can't go in. We're going to mail it. The mailman can go and drop it. And then the nurses inside can come and take it out. That's what they did. The Republicans sued. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said that was okay. That was okay. And what happened was Biden wins by 20,000 votes. Oh, it was the old folks. Something happened with the ballots in there. Therefore, put five of them in jail with felonies. That's going on here. That's going on. Obviously, if they're charged, that's going to be overturned, I would think. But you know something? Three Republicans on the Supreme Court out of seven wouldn't certify Joe Biden. They would put them in jail. The question is, would Brian Hagedorn, even though he's a Republican, is a swing vote on election issues, assume he wouldn't. But why are we talking like this? Why do I even have to say these things? Why do I even have to say these things? And this is going to happen even worse in Texas, Georgia, Arizona, and these other states. There are 19 states in total, mostly dominated by Republicans. They've enacted 34 laws already that make it harder to vote. Why are they doing that? In the blue states, they're making it easier to vote. They're expanding access, absentee ballots, drop boxes. All of this is policed. It is scrutinized. It is audited. In some states like Oregon and Colorado, they have all mail-in ballots. Nothing wrong with that. The irony of all of this is when I was growing up and at first in politics, absentee voters are mostly Republicans. You know, they'd announce an election that was real close. They'd say it's too close to call. The Democrats ahead by 1,000 votes, but there are 5,000 absentee ballots out, and they're mostly Republican normally. That's what used to go on. Now the Republicans are saying it's the other way around. What this highlights is two things. One, or are two things. One is we need H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. We need H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. We need voting reform. And this is not a deep stretch. This is not interfering with states' rights. This is the presidential election. That's not a state matter. This is the congressional election. That's a federal matter. House of Representatives and Senate. It would have gotten rid of gerrymandering. It would have had rules on absentee polling that were uniform. And it wouldn't be everything that I wanted even. But it wouldn't have been crooked like these Republicans are doing these 19 states. Manchin wouldn't agree to bust the filibuster for one bill. Neither would Sinema, the two of them. All those two had to do was say that on this particular bill, there's no filibuster. That's all they have to do. They can do that by majority vote. Muscle Mitch did it. He did it for Supreme Court appointments. Do you think that Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett would have been, if they needed 10 Democratic votes, it wouldn't have happened. He busted it for that. And now he's laughing. He has said, people, this has been reported, I can't believe Schumer and Biden aren't getting rid of the filibuster for some of these things. And he laughed. Muscle Mitch laughed. And we're not doing it. We're not doing it. As a result, and Garland, you know, if this were Bobby Kennedy, he would go around the country filing lawsuits at the real nub of this stuff. No, you're not going to count presidential votes on original ballots, and you're not going to count Senate and House of Representative votes by these crooked laws. We'll have the National Guard go in. You know something? Eisenhower federalized the National Guard when Alabama wouldn't use them to protect black kids going to the university. Biden can federalize the National Guard. They are then under his command. You go in and you administer this election. Nobody's talking like this. Nobody's doing this stuff. It has to be done. If it is not done, you're going to have real doubt as to the elections. And that is the start of the attack on the peaceful transition of power. And it hits at the nub of our democracy. Going to a break. Lines still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This is the defining challenge of our time.
Talk it out, man.
Do it now.